107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We are so looking forward to this Sunday evening with the good folks at the Kinsmen Club of Stratford and City of Stratford. Joining us from the Kinsmen is Trevor Exner. Of course, you know Trevor as Black Angus Bakery and Catering. Trevor, it's good to see you. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we have got the Santa Parade of Lights. It's a go for this Sunday evening. The Kinsmen must be so happy about this.
We are. This has been a process we've been working on since June of this year, and gratefully now we're in the 11th hour, so we're almost there.
We are almost there. So we know it's set to go this Sunday evening, starts at 5 o'clock. Give us the idea of maybe how many are in the parade or what people should know or expect.
So far, as of right now, we've got 27 floats in the parade. We're hoping to have 50. People need to get their reservations in today to be a float in the parade. The cutoff is tonight.
Okay.
So that we can get together the organization of who's going first, second, third, etc. down the line. So if you want to be in the parade, please submit to the City of Stratford on their webpage under the Santa Parade of Lights, and everything is just fill in and go to the next page, and it makes it really straightforward.
Okay, and again, thank you so much for the Kinsmen Club of Stratford for helping to put this parade together, Santa's Parade of Lights. So it's a Sunday evening at 5 o'clock. It's pretty much the standard parade route for the parade?
Exactly. So we basically line up the floats on Lakeside Drive, and then we go Moran's, and then we go right up to Ontario Street, go down to Downey, turn left on Downey, and then once we hit the tree at City Hall, then we light it up, and then we end up at the Cooper site. So yeah, same standard parade route that we are used to.
And again, things like social distancing or physical distancing for those watching the parade, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so we have to make sure that everybody keeps their distance. People wear masks. We can't have people handing out things from floats to spectators on the side, so we have to make sure that everybody keeps their distance so that everyone stays safe.
Which is a fair thing, because we're just so happy that this parade has been able to go ahead, the Santa Parade of Lights, for sure, for this Sunday evening. So again, if they want some more details about the Kinsmen Club of Stratford or about the parade route, Trevor, what's the best way to reach out, especially, as we mentioned, there's the City of Stratford website, but for the Kinsmen, how can folks reach out?
They can contact me at the Black Angus Bakery and Catering, 443 Erie Street. They can send me an email. It's on my webpage at www.blackangusbakeryandcatering.ca. And yeah. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. And we should mention, we'll be there as part of it. We'll be there with our community cruiser for the radio station. So we're taking part and going to have a great time. And it's a nice way to wrap up the weekend. It's the city, Stratford City Center Winter Wonderland weekend. So it kind of wraps up Sunday evening with the good folks at the Kinsmen Club of Stratford. And Trevor, before we let you go, let's do a shout out for Black Angus Bakery and Catering. You have been so busy over the summer into the fall and winter, and you did drop by with some treats for us this morning. Thank you so much for that, Trevor. But how are things going with Black Angus Bakery and Catering?
We've been really lucky because we've been able to stay open because we're providing meals for seniors, keep them safe in their house. They don't have to worry about their meals. We still do our free delivery as we always have. So yeah, things are business as normal. So yeah, COVID hasn't really affected us too much. Catering side it has, but then a lot of people that weren't aware of us for the bakery now understand all of the meals and everything that we do. So,
and I'll take the time to thank you and with Black Angus Bakery and Catering, because you've been helping out with so many community fundraisers, so many community events. A lot of times if it's a community event that's happening or involved, Black Angus Bakery and Catering is part of it. So thank you, Trevor, for all you do for the community, for sure.
No problems.
All right. So again, it's the parade. Santa's Parade of Lights is set to go this Sunday evening. Again, of course, we have details on our website, too, with mystratfordnow.com. Trevor Exner, thanks so much, Trevor.
Thank you.